Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on to your surfboards. You're in for 30 minutes of a psychic good time. This is your weeknight wake up with your hosts, Garrett and Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you, Garrett?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It's Monday night, 7:30, same bat time, same bat channel, for another ratings-busting edition of the Garrett and Rebecca Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff tonight, but most importantly, we're going to talk about food today. But I want, before we start about getting into all that fun, there's a couple of things that I don't want to say housekeeping, because that's really, that makes it sound not fun, and this is fun. I want to tell everybody, and we'll talk about this later in the show, tomorrow night we're going to have a very special guest star be calling into our show about 7:45, and it'll be Hannah Cowley. She's an actress, producer, model, and animal activist, and she recently participated in the Ace of Hearts campaign, and we're going to have Hannah on our show talking about animal rights, spaying and neutering, and the problem with animal breeding, overpopulations, and pet stores. And so for any of you out there that have fur kids or have people that you know that have fur kids, I'm highly recommending that you tune in to hear what Hannah has to say. We're very excited to have her take time out of her very busy schedule to spend a few moments with us and share her information. So, number one, we want to have an early welcome to Hannah. So tell everybody that you know that loves animals to tune in tomorrow night, 7:30 to 8:30, and we're going to be talking to Hannah about animal rights. Also, for everybody who's listening, whether you listen live or you're like the tenfold audience that we get every night that listens at a different time that's more convenient for your schedule, like this last Friday, we had a great live listenership, but coming into the show tonight, we had our highest rated Friday night dance party that we've had in the 6 weeks we've been doing the show, or 7 weeks now, I guess. So I wanted to say thank you for everybody who had the chance to tune in and listen over the weekend. And like I tell everybody, if you can't listen live, you know, just, you know, put us on in the morning while you're making coffee or surfing the internet and doing things like that. We'll fill up your hour faster than you can say hot cup of joe, and you can get your day started off in the right way. And you can easily click to hear the show if you choose to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually click a little button on there, and you will get a reminder every night with a helpful link that will take you directly to the show. You don't have to stalk me on Facebook or Rebecca on Facebook. You can just get that email reminder and never be one for the wiser to us. And again, you go to blogtalkradio.com, search for Garrett and Rebecca Show, and just simply follow us, and you'll get that email reminder every day, Monday through Friday, so you can easily listen to us whenever you want. So that's my housekeeping.
Cool. Well, and yeah, I want to say thank you, too. I didn't know about the statistics about Friday's show. So, wow, thanks, everybody. That's amazing.
It's awesome. One of those things, you know, where we do the show and we have a great time. And we love having you chat in the chat room. We love having, you know, you call in and talk. And we just love the feedback we get from each of you individually and collectively outside of the show. And the numbers just are continuing to grow every day and every week. So it's something that we kind of, you know, get excited about. I'll kind of kid Rebecca after each show, and I'll say, well, okay, well, how many people do you think are going to listen to the replay? Or the archive, or whatever you want to call it. I just want to call it the DVR. Who's going to listen to the DVR? And then, you know, we kind of make our little guesstimates on how many people we're going to have listening to each of the shows. So thank you very, very much again from both of us. We just really appreciate it. But we've got a healthy chat room dialogue going on, and I've lost track where we're at because I've been busy jabbering, but I just wanted to acknowledge everybody in there. We've got Amanda, Big A, Cupcake, and Christine. We've got a couple of guests, so welcome guests. If you are new to the show, we appreciate you listening in and welcome you every night of the week. If you're new to the show and don't really know the format, Rebecca and I will usually start each show just talking about the day, what's going on, and current events and things like that. You know, get everybody riled up in the chat room, try to get some calls, you know, queued up to call in, and we'll talk to you about pretty much anything you'd like to talk about, anything we're talking about, or if you have an intuitive psychic question and would like to ask that of Rebecca, I'll give you a sarcastic answer. She'll give you a real one. So we welcome you to call into the show and do that. So anyway, we just want to say thanks again for that. And Rebecca, I already see a caller that's been on the line, and you know how I hate to be on hold while we're going through everything. Do you mind taking a call a little early tonight?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay. So 727, I want to welcome you to the Garrett and Rebecca Show. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Lisa, and I wanted to know if you feel like I'll be relocating soon. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Well, you know what? The thing is that you are definitely going to be moving. I don't know how far. Let me check in on that. But you're restless where you are. It's time for you to go. And my feeling about where you are with it is the sooner the better. So I just get this very antsy feeling from you about wanting to move. Let's see here about how far. I feel like you want to make a big move. I mean, I almost feel like you want to go like to the other coast. So it's almost a feeling of somebody who's like grown up in a small town and you're like kind of close to the small town that you grew up in, and you just really want to, like, you're looking for something more. It doesn't stimulate you. You want to be someplace where there's a lot of activity and you want to be in that energy and it motivates you. And so, you know, I'm using that as an analogy that's not exact, but that's how it feels. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So the thing is, okay, so let me ask about your the other thing is, now, I'm seeing a couple of different things. I'm asking about work, because usually if you're going to make a big move like that, there's work involved with that. But it's interesting because I feel like there's also some studying involved. So I'm not sure if this is a situation where you're going to move and you're going to continue studying. I get that you're already really good at what you're doing, but you want to further yourself in your field. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so my impression is that you're going to go someplace where the opportunities in this field are very good, but that there's also an opportunity for you to augment your education in this field. I also get the impression that and I'm getting a lot of chills on this, which is confirmation, there's a very good possibility that you're going to get hired by somebody or transferred in a situation where they're actually going to pay to get you through school so that you can come in and be more knowledgeable, because you're really good at what you do and you're going to go very far in your career.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Does this all make sense to you?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the time frame. Do you have any
time frame? You know, okay, so hang on just a second. Okay, so let me just say, I get the sense of frustration from you because I know you wanted to happen yesterday. My impression is that you're actually going to be checking some places out in September to October, and that by the time everything is lined up for you to, like, start school and do this transfer and all of that, I feel like it's probably going to be closer to spring. February, March is what I'm getting. But don't fret, because like I said, I see you going and checking everything out in September and October, and it's almost like everything's going to be ready for you. You are going to be so ready by the time you go, but having that time is going to give you the opportunity to really be settled and ready to get there. Like, you'll know what you're getting yourself into, you'll have done enough research that you know the area. I mean, all of that will be laid out for you. So the time delay is good. It could be moved up just a little bit, possibly to as close as December, but it feels like right now it's a little bit further out. But again, I'm hearing September, October for you to actually start looking at all of this and be finding out where you're going to be going and all of that. So it's coming. It's going to be coming. And the other thing that's interesting is, I know you want to go tomorrow, but it's good. The time is going to fly. Because once this starts in motion, it's like, put your intention out there. Once you start this in motion, it's going to go really quickly. So it's going to be like, I have to do all this stuff, and I want to have time to get everything done, and you will, but it's going to feel like it's coming very fast.
Oh, good.
Okay, so just put your intention out there, because I get that it's almost like you've been waiting for something to happen, but you have to put the intention out there, and then the universe can respond and help you get there. Okay? So it's coming.
Yeah.
Try to sit tight. You're going to do great. You're going to do awesome in your career. I just want to keep telling you that. You see lots of success around you. So so do me a favor and call us back and keep us informed and let us know how you're doing. Okay?
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. I wish I could give you a hug.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know what? I'm sending you a cosmic hug right now. And thanks for the call. And really, do let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Lisa. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Lisa, thanks for your call. Again, we really appreciate the time that you take to call in, especially to stay on hold and be part of the show. So keep us posted. We want to hear back from you. Well, like I kind of mentioned on Friday night, we're I don't want to say mixing it up, but we're trying to have a little structure and format to the show. And so Rebecca and I sat down and came up with a list of the things that we want to kind of talk about each night of the week. So that way we kind of have a regular format for each night, and everybody starts to get excited about calling in on Monday and Tuesday and so on. So the Monday topic is the Monday night meal in minutes. So each Monday I want to talk about food for you, your pets, food network, anything food related, if it goes in your mouth and you enjoy eating it and it has calories or not, we want to hear from you. So one of the things that I've been doing this summer, and everybody knows that I grow tomatoes up on the RTO, rooftop oasis at my house here in Huntington Beach, and I'm very blessed to have crates that were custom built by the people at my shop, and they painted them for me. They used pressure-treated wood and all of that good stuff, brought them to the house, hauled them up three flights of stairs, and placed them on the roof, and I always say bless their hearts for doing that. But my big soft spot right now is growing vegetables in the summer months that grow well here in Southern California. And I'm going to tell you that I've had the best luck growing, you know, different varieties of tomatoes. Last year I had, I don't know, like six or seven, and I said, you know what, that was all fun and dandy, and I got a chance to see what actually grows. But then I sat down and said, what did I really like to eat? And I really like to eat like the grape tomatoes and then Roma tomatoes. So when Rebecca was here a couple of weeks ago when we did our live Friday night dance party, and she was able to be here at the house, and we were, you know, in the studio together here, I sent her home with some tomatoes, and I'm hoping that she enjoyed those. But I will
loved
tell
them,
you.
Loved them, loved them. Tomato sauce.
Tomato there you
sauce.
Go.
With the yeah. Amazing. Yes, thank you.
And they're sweet and juicy. It's just like eating candy. So one of the things that I really like to do with the tomatoes this time of year, especially since avocados are so plentiful and inexpensive for me is the key word, because I like to make things that are tasty but don't break the bank. It just tastes like it breaks the bank. And so I've been making the best homemade guacamole that I think you're ever going to eat. And if you want the complete recipe, I always say go to My Life on a Delish on Facebook. I have a fan page is probably the wrong word, but that's what they call it. So I've got a fan page for My Life on the Delish, and you can get the complete recipe. But basically, I just took some Roma tomatoes that I grew upstairs, jalapenos that I grew upstairs, and then mixed that with red bell pepper, some Haas avocados, and a red onion. Added a little bit of lime juice, kosher salt, and black pepper, and then here's the kick. I also threw in cayenne pepper, and cayenne is my middle name, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't wolf down huge, insanely wrong quantities of this spice, but I just absolutely love it. And my naturopathic doctor slash acupuncturist slash food healer, who is going to be on the show in one of the upcoming episodes of Special Guest Star Tuesday Nights in the coming weeks, Sarah Pettit, she says, you know, you need to be eating more cayenne pepper. And this is before I told her I was, you know, gulping it down. So she said, your body's already telling you what you need to eat. But the cayenne just gives it a real nice kick. I don't know about you. Rebecca, do you like guacamole? Well, number one, do you like guacamole?
I do. I love guacamole.
Do you?
Love it.
What do you like in it?
You know, it depends on my mood, and I'll tell you. If I have all of the stuff to put in it, the lime juice, the tomatoes, the onions, all of that, and recently cilantro. I don't know why, but prior to about 6 months ago, I didn't like cilantro. And then all of a sudden, I tried it again. I went, wow, I really like this now. So now I like adding it to foods, and I'll do all of that. And then, of course, garlic. I got to put my garlic in there. But if I'm in a real hurry and I don't have all that stuff, a little trick that I've learned is I will just take the avocado and match it and throw some garlic salt in there, maybe a little bit of pepper, and that's it.
Oh.
And it actually tastes pretty good, just plain like that. And the thing is that Ben will eat that, and avocados are good for him too. Because Mommy, I don't like the red stuff in there, and I don't like this other stuff in there. And so if I just throw a little garlic salt in there and mash it up, he'll eat it, and he likes it. And that's guacamole to him. So, you know, it just depends. How much time do I have, and do I have all the ingredients? So.
And I think that's really the key, too. I mean, for me, it was kind of like I got this recipe off of the Food Network, but then, of course, you know, switch it up a little bit to make it my own. and just absolutely love it. I've done it where I have more avocados than I do tomatoes. This batch I actually made is more like 50-50 avocado to tomato base. Some people don't like tomatoes in there. If you don't, take it out, of course. But
yeah.
I will tell you, I put everything in the food processor instead of chunking it up manually or just mushing it up with like a, you know, a spoon or a fork or something like that, and I pureed the whole thing. And I don't usually make guacamole that way, but I will tell you, I could just drink this stuff like a stew or a soup. It is absolutely delicious. If you have fresh tomatoes, have fresh avocados in your local markets, I highly recommend you go out there, pick up a couple of these. You know, you're going to get all the ingredients on the cheap right now because it's summer season and everything's growing. And then, of course, you know, make it up and then call in and tell us what you think. So, again, for the complete recipe, go to Facebook, and it's My Life on the Delish. So check that out and let us know. Also, last night wrapped up what I'm now finding to be one of my favorite summertime reality shows. And I'm not a big reality show person except for this show and RuPaul's Drag Race. So there you go. But I am in total in love with the Next Food Network star. And I don't know if anybody else saw the results last night. And this is not a big spoiler alert because the TV show was last night. So if you're just tuning in and now finding out about this, well, sorry. But Justin Warner was the winner for the Next Food Network star, and I really was kind of surprised. I thought he was a strong favorite only because of you know who his coach was, Alton Brown. But you know, I just thought maybe there might have been a couple of different people that had the chance to win, but for whatever reason didn't. And at the end of the day, this is the first time they've let America vote on who the winner is going to be, and they had something like 4.5 million people go to their website and vote on who they thought the winner was. So apparently Justin had enough people to vote on his side, and, you know, quite frankly, it looked like all the food he cooked was great, and it would be something that, you know, would be easily adaptable to the, you know, to the home cook, like me and like Rebecca. So if anybody saw that, I want to have you call in and talk about it and what your thoughts were. But, Rebecca, we've got another call, this time coming out of Minnesota. You ready for a call?
Sure.
Okay. So 612, welcome to the Garrett and Rebecca Show. You're on the air. Your name and your question.
My name is Drew from Minneapolis.
Drew,
so happy
how are
to be
you?
Back with you. I'm just
we haven't heard from you for a while.
I'm sorry. I've just been very, very, very busy with life and stuff. But you're making me hungry with all this talk about, you know, we have been practically tropical in Minnesota this summer. I mean, there's something going on, and a lot of people don't want to admit it. But anyway, because of that, our tomatoes, we have this cherry tomato plant that has just been going absolutely crazy. And so I'm finding any excuse to get in our backyard just to see if there might be a couple or four of those things ripe. Because I don't, for my money, there's nothing more flavorful than a really good cherry or grape tomato. There's something that seems to concentrate the taste. And I'm wondering
and
if
the
they
sugars.
Might have... Well, it's sugars, but it also, I mean, it's an umami, you know, a very vibrant umami sensation I get from these two that I just, honey, can I mow the lawn again? You just mowed it yesterday, but I want to go in the backyard again.
There you go.
yeah, but I love this recipe, and I am a great admirer of wonderful puns, so I very much appreciate the name of the Facebook page.
Well, I figured I better grab it up before somebody else did. So I did that, and of course, that then as soon as I get the page going, that's the last season of the show. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So
but,
what do you like to make with tomatoes, Drew?
Well, when there are enough of them, gazpacho.
Now, what's your recipe there? What makes it special?
I don't have a recipe. I just kind of put in what I think needs to be. And Garrett, wasn't it you who posted something on Facebook? It was like 12 foods that, and it was green tea
right. And
almonds. And God, I mean, those are the things my mom would worry that I was consuming too much of. I think, is it possible? And I think it's kind of true that if we kind of listen to what our bodies want. I mean, mom worried that I drank too much tea when I was a kid. It wasn't, you know, sugared. It was just, you know, brewed
plain old
tea with nothing in it. Yeah, with maybe lemon. And she says, I'm worried that you're drinking too much tea and you're eating too many peanuts and all that dark chocolate. But I like it. I was so.
Well, I think you're right on, because when I was growing up, my body craved Dunkin' Donut donut holes and chocolate cream donuts.
And I was never that kid. But sugar, oh my God, the amount of sugar I ate as a kid, though. I mean, I didn't mean to make it sound like I was some sort of saint, you know, when it came to eating as a child. But in addition to all that healthy stuff, I mean, you know, I was just telling a buddy of mine today a memory of going to the drugstore where we would buy our candy on Saturday afternoons with our allowance. And my sister and I had saved enough money. We finally saved up a dollar plus enough for tax. I think it was 3 cents, and went to the Crank's drugstore in Little Rock, Arkansas, at Park Plaza Mall, and bought 100 penny Tootsie Rolls individually wrapped. And my older sister Ann carried them home in her red sweatshirt. All the way home, we walked home with 100 Tootsie Rolls in her sweatshirt.
Oh my gosh! How long did those last?
I'm not sure we got home with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, the Tootsie Rolls never lasted long here either.
Yeah, but God, as a kid, I just loved sugar. But I don't shun all sugar, but I mean, we were walking around, my buddy, I was taking him to my jet set friends. He was flying off to Paris, so we had some hours to kill at the Mall of America, and it was this magnificent candy store, and I looked at it and said, man, you know, 40 years ago, I would have been all over that place, but now it just kind of seems, ugh.
You're over it. Well, now you eat cherry tomatoes, and it's better for you.
Cherry tomatoes, yeah, and my partner, Jimmy, has been so diligent about he's been growing all these herbs on our porch here that are shielded from direct sun, so it's a great place for, he's got, you know, oregano and basil and thyme and parsley and all sorts of wonderful things growing. So every meal we're able to throw, as Mom said, you know, put as many colors in your meal as you possibly can and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're just enjoying the hell out of summer.
Well, Drew, do me a favor. I give you some homework?
Sure.
Okay, it'll be easy.
It doesn't involve trigonometry, does it?
Oh, okay. Max, no.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. No, so this week, you know, again, we're a different topic every night. Monday we're going to talk about food next week again. So, Drew, this week as you're going through your meal planning and things like that, if you think about something that you're cooking for you and Jimmy that really just, you know, hits a home run as a big hit every time, that you're using the fresh ingredients and things like that, would you write that down and either email it to me or call in and share your recipe with us next week? I would love to hear something that you're growing out of Minnesota. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, I'd be happy to. And, you know, we're coming up to state fair time, and this state is a very, very food-oriented state.
There you go.
And, yeah. I welcome that challenge. I welcome that assignment. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Okay, well, so, Drew, we're going to say thanks for calling in tonight, and we'll talk to you next Monday when you call. And so one other thing, I'm not going to talk about it because nobody on this show wants to hear about it, but I am going to tell you selfishly that I am thrilled to death to have watched the first hour of 3 hours tonight of the Raw 1000th episode for the World Wrestling Entertainment Organization, and just totally loved the first hour. And after the show tonight, as soon as we're off the line, I'm going to go race into the downstairs and turn on the DVR and watch the last 2 hours of the show, and find out all the special guest stars and stars from the past that have come onto the show. But I'm going to tell you, probably one of my funnest songs that they use for intro music right now is by a wrestler who I can't stand, but his entrance is so entertaining that I went on to iTunes today and downloaded his entrance music. So I'm going to play that as we head into the top of the hour. It's called Somebody Call My Mama, and that's what you're listening to next. Well, Rebecca, that was a nice little three-peat with little, you know, funkalicious beats going on there. But again, Somebody Call My Mama was what inspired that one tonight for Brodus Clay off of the WWE's Monday Night Raw's 1,000th episode tonight. So if you're just tuning into the show, it's a little after 8 on Monday night, June. What month is this? July 23rd. We're glad that you're here. And we want to tell you that tomorrow night on Tuesday, we're going to be welcoming very special guest, Hannah Cowley. She's, again, an actress, producer, model, but more importantly, tomorrow night, she's an animal activist. And she's going to be joining our show at 7:45. So we want you to call in, dial in, chat in, ask your questions, but she's going to share information on the fact that over 6 million animals are euthanized each year due to overpopulation. And as a proud owner of 6 delightful little fur kids, I will tell you, if I could adopt another 6 million, I absolutely would in a heartbeat. So we're going to be excited to have her here and get us inspired about rescuing animals. So again, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Hannah Cowley joins us at 7:45. Let's see here. Rebecca, what else is going on in your world? Let's talk about the weekend. We haven't even done that yet, and you were down here and had an awesome show. So let's talk about you.
Well, thanks. That's so nice. Yeah, I had a great time. I normally when I come down there for the weekend, I basically, the plane lands, I run and get my car, and I run to the office, and I start seeing clients, and I'm usually just jam-packed. And I love it, but there's no downtime. So this time it wasn't quite so jam-packed. I ended up doing a couple of phone readings from up here before I left, and that made it a little bit easier for me to just not get myself so completely scheduled up that I didn't have time to do anything. So I got to relax a little bit, and it was so nice to be able to do that and have a little social time that was downtime that wasn't running from one appointment to the next. And I know Kathy's in the chat room tonight, and God bless her. She's met me for lunch a few times when I'm finishing up the clients in the morning on Sundays, and then I'm going to run and have lunch at this lovely little Mexican place called El Burrito Jr. In Steel Beach. It's right next to Bogart's. Love their food. Love it, love it. Really, really super fresh Mexican food. Anyway, she's met me there a few times because I'm trying to squeeze in some lunch before I go next door to Bogart's and do my little gig there for a couple of hours. And it was awesome. It was the end of the weekend. They had their annual fish fry in Steel Beach, so there was a lot going on out at the park and out at the pier, and they had music going on. It was a really, really fun weekend. And then, of course, I got to see some of my wonderful clients and had wonderful people show up, and Kathy was there and Julie was there. And it's just I feel so blessed and so grateful that I get to do work that I love, and I have these amazing people who are my clients and my friends who are supporting me and just coming out to hang out. It's just awesome. I'm just so lucky.
So, right on. So,
and I'm back home now.
So I'm glad you made it home safe and sound. That's always a good thing.
Thank you.
So anything that was unusual about your trip this time? Or unique or stood out or...
You know, good question. You know, the only thing that I can think of is that, so I'm doing my presentations at a place called Bogart's Coffee House. And, you know, it's not a huge coffee house, but it's wonderful. It's got a great vibe. It's really quaint. There's probably about 6 or 8 tables in there, and there's like a little lounging area where there's a couple of big, easy chairs and a sofa and a cool coffee table, basically. And so... You know, what happened is there were a few people there, and, you know, I started, and typically what ends up happening is people who weren't interested stop what they're doing and they start listening, and sometimes they participate, sometimes they don't. But what was really awesome and unusual this time is that there were a couple of ladies who came in, and they kind of came in very sheepishly, and they went and they got their coffees, and they're listening to me, and they kind of stopped. And one of them said, "Well, what is it you're doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing psychic readings." They're like, "No way." So anyway, long story short, they sat down, they stayed, they asked a lot of questions. We got to chat afterwards. They're very interested. They loved the experience. And it was awesome. That doesn't happen every single time, but it's really nice to get validation from people, especially people who aren't familiar with me and who are talking to me for the very first time. It was two sisters, and then one of them said that she always wanted to do that, but she was really afraid to do it. And so it was really nice to feel like, oh, good, she had a reading with me, and it was a good experience for her. So that was great. It was great. It was just
awesome.
A wonderful weekend.
I'm going to tell everybody, if you don't know this already and you would like to schedule a private reading with Rebecca where it's just one-on-one, just the two of you, you don't have the chat room listening, you don't have all the listeners listening, and you don't want to say anything that, you know, might get put on YouTube or something like that, if you'd like to schedule your private consultation with Rebecca, go to iamrebecca.com, fill out your digits and your 411, and somebody from her team will contact you and schedule your own one-on-one appointment at your convenience, and you'll be absolutely amazed and delighted with the information that she shares with you. And I will tell you, it will be one of those things that once you're done, not only will you feel refreshed and validated, but you're going to go out and tell everybody else that you know that, oh my gosh, I had the most amazing experience with this amazing lady who is just fantastic and fun. You have got to talk to her. And then, you know, then the whole cycle begins. And then you get really great presents because, you know, you told people about Rebecca. So, you know, go out.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you.
So I do want to tell you, we have another caller on the line, and I think I might know who this is, but I'm going to say welcome 908. You're on the air with Garrett and Rebecca. What's your name and your comment?
Hi, guys. It's Cupcake and Christine.
Well,
hi Cupcake and Christine.
How's it going?
How are you?
How are you? I don't know why
great.
I'm so
How are
shy
you?
To dial in.
Well, we've been dying for you to call in, so like I told you in the chat room, get dialing.
Well, I'm here. So you want to talk about cupcakes?
Right on. So do you want to talk about cupcakes, or do you want to ask Rebecca a question?
Like I said, I don't even know where to begin with you, Rebecca. I just feel like I'm a mess in a dress.
Aww.
Like one moment, I've got it together, and I know where I'm going. The next moment, I'm like, yeah, I'm a hot mess.
Okay.
Even know where to begin.
Okay, so I do. How's that? Okay, here's the thing. If you start moving confidently in the direction of your dreams, which it sounds like you're doing, what's stopping you is your fear.
Yep.
Okay, and fear, no matter what your fear is about, your fear will unravel whatever your intention is. It may only be for a moment, it may be for a long time, but fear will get in the way of whatever it is you're trying to do unless you allow yourself to acknowledge the fear, allow yourself to feel it, and keep going. Because fear in and of itself will do nothing, but you can allow it to paralyze you. And trust me, I'm speaking from experience. I have had these experiences in my life when I didn't know what to do. I thought I knew what I wanted to do, but I let fear stop me. And it took a long time to realize that I wasn't moving forward because of the fear. But if I let go of the fear, if I actually acknowledge the emotion, let myself feel it, go, wow, I'm really feeling a lot of fear about this. But you know what? I'm still going to take some baby steps in the direction of my dreams. And guess what? I moved through it. And when you're able to do that, then you're going to keep going. And then the steps become bigger, and they become more, and they become more often. And pretty soon, you're actually where you wanted to be. So I understand the fear, and let me just tell all of our listeners and everybody in the chat room, I know Christine, she's a client of mine, she's an amazing and wonderful young lady, and she's had a lot of issues, not issues of, oh, I'm dysfunctional, but there's been a lot of things that have come up, losses in her life, really big changes in her life in a relatively short period of time, and it can take a long time to get your footing when you've had these kinds of losses and traumatic incidents, really. So, you know, I just want to say I'm really proud of you, because what I'm hearing from you is you're doing the work anyway, even though it's scary and it's kind of throwing you off a little bit, you're still getting back on the bike and you're still riding it, and I'm really proud of you. So, anyway, I hope that helps. It's you know, baby steps. Let yourself feel the fear. Go back to writing the letters. You can even write to your fear and say, hey, I don't like you. I want you to go away now. But at least give those emotions a voice within you, and it will help. Okay? So
Okay, so
do you want to ask me another particular question, or do you? When we want to go right back and talk about cupcakes now?
I don't even know. Like, I feel like every question I have is about every area. Finance,
love,
job, this. Like, I don't even know where to begin to focus.
Okay. All right. So the first thing to focus on is you. That's the most important thing. And, you know, I talk about the list writing all the time. It's in my book, The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. Christine has the book. So what I want you to do is I want you to maybe, I know that you've done some of these lists already, But what I want you to do over the next maybe 2 weeks or so is I want you to write a list in each area of your life. And as you approach each list that you're writing, I want you to come with a completely clear slate. I don't want you to be thinking about, oh, well, this list is going to go with this other list. I want them to be fresh, and I want them to be stream of consciousness writing on that particular topic. Okay? Because
okay.
What happens sometimes is we think, well, I want this kind of a guy, but he has to be over here because I want to do this thing and I want this to be over there. And you have to not do that. You've got to be able to separate them into each individual category because the universe knows what it's doing. It's going to perfectly orchestrate everything for you. Okay?
And I do believe
so,
that.
Okay. It's coming. But like I said, you've been through so much. It's hard to have faith when we've been through so much loss and so many things that feel like they're making us or preventing us from moving forward. And you've had a lot of that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It can make us question our faith, and it can make us lose touch with our faith. So baby steps. You're doing amazing work already. You've already come a really long way from, let's say, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. But so be gentle with yourself. Write your lists. Then when you're done writing your list, I want you to do something for yourself every single day. Are you doing something that just is for you to feed your soul? Good. Okay, because the other thing is, the more you start loving yourself and doing loving things for you, the more the fear will go away. Because fear and love, you can have fears about love, but experiencing the emotion of love will automatically dissolve fear. So when you embrace loving feelings, it can be to anybody, but best for yourself, it will dissolve the fears that you have.
Gotcha.
Okay?
That was everything I already knew. I just needed to hear again.
And you know what? And sometimes I have to tell people that because I have to hear it again. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You are very welcome.
And
so
you're wonderful. And we want to talk about cupcakes. And we love you. Thank you for joining us all the time. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. I love joining you guys. It's always so much fun. I love all my chat room people.
Yeah, we have a great chat room, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys.
Well, so Christine, are you going to call in? Well, do you want to talk about cupcakes? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
I will always talk about cupcakes.
Well,
always.
Let's talk about cupcakes for just a minute or two, because besides yourself, Jeff in the chat room has started this bidding war on his recipe for his cupcakes. So what's a specialty for you? Tell us about one of your favorites that you get to make because you like to make it.
My specialty is a chocolate cake and a buttercream icing. My buttercream icing is like no other buttercream. It started off the Magnolia Bakery in New York City, their recipe, which is published, and I tweaked it and made it my own. And I will give my icing to people who hate buttercream, who don't like sweets, who like it really sweet. I've yet to have a person say, I really don't like that.
So what do you do differently? What's special about yours? How do you make it?
I won't tell you.
Well, I don't need to know, like, you know, you can say I put a pinch of magic in it, I give it an ounce of love.
It's all about my love. It's love from the bottom of my heart. And
that's the way
it
should
be. I'm so, like, particular about my icing. I travel a lot. When I travel, I always try to taste the cupcakes in whatever city, state I am. I have yet to find an icing to compete with my icing. A cake, absolutely. I've had plenty of cakes where I'm like, oh, they've got me. Icings, I've got it. It's all about my icing.
So maybe
icing.
We need to make Cupcake and Christine's, you know, specialty icing or something and start having you mass produce this and make you, like, super rich and famous.
Well, do you have an extra bedroom? Because I visit SoCal a lot, and I'm always willing to barter for a place to sleep.
Well, let's see if we can get the guest room ready, and we'll talk.
I'm good with the couch.
Okay, very good.
Well, just a little FYI, the couch is awesome, and you will have anywhere from 3 to 6 for bed partners.
Oh, I love it. That'll be so snuggly. My cat does not want to snuggle.
Why does your cat not want to snuggle?
I'm all for fur partners.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
well,
my dogs only snuggle on their time.
Oh, well, that's true. My dogs will snuggle any time, and it's and any time is pretty much 24/7. So, you know, if you get a chance to come down and visit, make sure that, you know, we get a chance to say hi, because I'd love to meet you in person. So with that, Rebecca, I think there was like another topic or two that you wanted to talk about tonight. Can I impose upon you to share, or do we want to talk about anything else right now? So I've got a couple ideas, but.
Oh, no, go for it. Go, bring your ideas forth, please, sir.
Well, we want to talk about in August, which is going to be coming up sooner than later. We're going to be having our next live appearance at the Cottage Restaurant. Rebecca, can you give us more detail on that?
I can. I'm doing another workshop on my Master Compassion course, which is based on my book, The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. And basically what it is very, very simple techniques that if you put them into practice, it will change your life. And I've had feedback from people giving me that already. The list is based on tools and techniques that I've been doing since the mid-90s, so I know they work. Everything that I have done in my life, writing this the list in this process, has manifested in my life. So I know that it works. I know that it works every single time you actually put this stuff into action. And it's really the course itself is really about learning how to have love and compassion for yourself, because most of us do it backwards. We love everybody else. We give them all of our love and energy, and we have nothing left for ourselves. So when you stop and you come back to a place of loving and nurturing yourself, then you always have love and compassion for you and for everyone else. So the Master Compassion course is taking place on Friday, August 24th, at the Cottage Restaurant. It's an amazing place right across from the ocean in Laguna Beach. The Cottage Restaurant has been gracious enough to offer us a facility to do the presentation and have the class, but also they are going to be providing a delicious brunch and an amazing dinner for all of the participants. Also, it's limited to 20 people. So we're starting to get people signed up now, and so hopefully that will be filled up pretty quickly. And the cap of the evening is going to be Garrett and me broadcasting live from the office at the Cottage Restaurant that evening at the very, you know, after dinner. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and come on and join us. It's going to be great.
And Rebecca is holding a special contest for the cottage for that day. We're going to allow one lucky listener, and I need to preface this by saying we are not paying for hotels, plane fare, rental cars, or other accommodations, but Rebecca is going to, I don't want to say auction off, or we're going to award one of our loyal listeners a free day at the workshop as our special guest. And so as we get closer, probably I'm going to think the week of August 13th, so people can have some time to plan, we're going to have a contest, and we're going to have one of you lucky people listening win the chance to come to the cottage. So stay tuned, and stay tuned for the week of the 13th of August, and we're going to be announcing those details in the coming days. And we're excited to be part of that. So again, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Hannah Cowley is going to be our special guest talking about animal rights. She'll be calling in at 7:45, so we're excited to hear from her. And again, encourage you to tell everybody that you're talking to in the next day to tune in tomorrow night to listen to this very passionate speaker. And we're just grateful and blessed to have her be part of the show. And let's see here. I'm going to play another song, then we're going to come back with some final thoughts, and then wrap it up for the day. So here's Little Madonna.
What are you looking at? Thank you.
Vogue. So that was Little Madonna to help kind of get us inspired to wrap up the show. And in the chat room, everybody's going, what's August 13th? That's the week that we're going to do our contest for the upcoming cottage appearance by Rebecca and myself. So you got to stay tuned. You got to tell everybody. And then we're going to come up with something really wild and crazy, you know, because that's how we roll. And we're going to do something to get you excited. So, Rebecca, as always, I open the show, but I always let you close the show. And please leave us with some words of wisdom, inspiration, and something to help us get us through the night and to tomorrow. And, again, thanks, everybody.
Well, you know, I want to go back to what I was talking to Christine about fear. And, you know, there's a book that was written years ago now, and I never forgot the title of it, and it's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. So I just want to encourage all of you that if there's something that you've been afraid to do, you know, allow yourself to acknowledge the fear, allow yourself to feel it, and then move forward confidently in the direction of your dreams. There's a reason that you want to do what you want to do. And if you keep moving forward and keep going, eventually you'll make it happen. So thank you all so much. We are so grateful to have all of you wonderful listeners, all of those of you in the chat room. We love doing this every night with you guys. And it's the highlight of our days. Garrett, don't mind me speaking for you. So anyway, and thank you, Garrett, because you know I love doing this with you. So
you're the best.
That's it.
Okay, see everybody tomorrow.
All right. Good night, everybody.